So let's review. The Gemara cites a pasuk in Kehelis in which Shlomo HaMelech declares a ceasingly sharm b'sharis v'tanugis b'nei adam shida b'shedis. As the Gemara explains, sharm b'sharis refers to minei zemer. He acquired all types of musical instruments. B'tanugis b'nei adam refers to breiches or mechertzais. He had many pools and bathhouses. Shida b'shedis refers to either shida v'shidsin, male and female demons, or shidsa, a riding carriage. The Gemara now elaborates on shida v'shidsin. Shlomo HaMelech captured these for when he built the Beis HaMikdash. As the pasuk states, V'habayis b'hibenoisi eben Shlomo Masa Nivne u'makvis v'hagarzen kol klei barzel loynishma b'bayis b'hibenoisi. The pasuk prohibits the use of metal tools on the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. The Chacham advised Shlomo HaMelech to instead use the shamir worm that can cut through stones, and that he should capture a shade of a shitzin and torture them until they reveal the whereabouts of the shamir. Shlomo HaMelech followed their advice, but the Sheid of Hashitzin told him, Anan lo yadinan, Dilma Ashmedai, Malka de Sheid Yoda. We do not know the whereabouts of the Shamir, but Ashmedai, the king of the demons, might know. And they revealed to Shlomo the whereabouts of Ashmedai. Ise betura plan, Karile beira umalile maya, umachasya betinora vachasme bukushbanke. He frequents a certain mountain, where he dug a well, filled it with water, covered it with a stone, and then closed it with his seal. V'chol yayma, solik l'rikia, v'gomer misifte d'rikia, v'nochas la'ara, v'gomer misifte d'ara. On each day, Ashmedai first goes up to heaven and learns in the yeshiva above, and then he comes down and learns in the yeshiva below. Afterward, he comes back, inspects his seal to ensure that the pit was not open, removes the stone, and drinks the water. He then covers the hole, applies his seal, and leaves. Shlomo HaMelech then sent B'niyahu ben Yoyada on a mission to capture Ashmedai. He provided him with a chain and ring upon which the Shem Hashem was engraved, along with bundles of wool and flasks of wine, which he would use to capture Ashmedai. B'niyahu arrived at the mountain, and first, Kara Bira Mitatoi V'Safinu Lamaya, V'Sasminu B'Gav V'Damra. He dug a pit in the slope of the mountain, just a bit lower than Ashmedai's pit, made a hole between the pits, and let the water drain into the lower pit. He then plugged the hole with the wool. Then, V'karabira me'iloi, v'shavchinu l'chamra v'tamino. B'niyahu dug a second pit, just a bit higher up on the mountain than Ashmedai's pit, made a hole between the two pits, poured the wine into the upper pit, and let the wine drain into Ashmedai's pit. He then refilled the two new pits with earth, so that they would not be noticeable, and hid in the tree. When Ashmedai arrived, Sairi l'gushpanka, Galya ashkech chamra. He inspected a seal and found it intact, removed the stone, but discovered that the pit was filled with wine. At first he refused to drink the wine, but he got so thirsty that he could not resist and ishte rava begana. He drank the wine, became drunk, and fell into a deep slumber. Asa shadabe sheshilta sasme. B'niyahu then tied the chain around Ashmedai's neck and closed it. When Ashmedai awoke, he thrashed about attempting to break out of the chains. Amalei shma demarach alach. B'niyahu informed him that the Shem Hashem is engraved on the chains and they cannot be broken. B'niyahu then transported Ashmedai to Yerushalayim. The Gemara mentions several incidents that occurred en route until Ashmedai was finally brought before Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo told Ashmedai, I captured you only because be'ina de'avne le'beis HaMikdash, v'kamabaya li'shmira. I need you to provide me with the shamir worm to build the Beis HaMikdash. Ashmedai replied, le'didilei masali, le'sara de'yama masterle, v'lo'yav le'ele le'tana g'yla bara de'mehemen le'ashbu ase. I do not have access to the shamir. It is in the hands of the Tsar of the Sea, who entrusts it only to the hoopoe bird, because he will not violate his oath that will return it. And this is what the hoopoe bird does. It carries the shamir to a desolate mountain and splits open the mountain with the shamir, and then brings seeds from various trees and throws them into the cracks, and thus creates a fruitful area from which to feed. Bot kukina de tanagoyla bara, de islay bane, v'chafuye likine zugisa chevarti. Shlomo sent his messengers to find a nest of a hoopoe that has hatchlings, and he covered the nest with clear glass. When the hoopoe arrived and cannot enter its nest, azal ais the shamir v'ois v'salavai. It went and brought the shamir and placed it on the glass to crack it open. At that very moment, rama be'kala shadye shakle. The shliach screamed, and the startled hoopoe dropped the shamir, and the shliach grabbed it. When the hoopoe realized that the shamir was taken, azal chanek nafshe ashvase. It committed suicide rather than to violate its shvur. This is how Shlomo HaMelech acquired the Shamir to help him build the Beis HaMikdash. At the same time, Tarche gabei ad debani lebeis hamikdash. Shlomo HaMelech kept Ashmedai until after the Beis HaMikdash was built. One day, while they were alone, Shlomo asked Ashmedai, the pasuk states, Kesaya feisra emloi. And Chazal explained, Kesaya feisra refers to Malach HaSharis, the angels, and Re'em refers to Shadim, the demons. Myra v'saychu minan. In what way are you demons mightier than us humans? Ashmedai replied, Amalei, shekol shu shilta minoi, v'havli is kasach, v'ach v'lach v'say. I will show you my might, only if you remove my chains and give me your ring. As soon as Shlomo did this, balei, oisvi l'chad gapei berekia, u'l'chad gapei ba'ara, paskei arba mea parsei. Ashmedai either swallowed the ring or swallowed Shlomo HaMelech, spread his wings so that one touched the heavens and the other touched the ground, and they hurled Shlomo a distance of 400 parsa. Upon which Ashmedai, pretending to be Shlomo, occupied the throne and no one realized it. In the meantime, Shlomo went begging from door to door. He told them all, Ani Koheles, Sayisi Melech al Yisrael b'Yushalayim. I am Shlomo HaMelech, the former king of Klal Yisrael. And people thought that he was insane. When they approached the Sanhedrin, they said an insane person does not stick to one fabricated story. Therefore, we must investigate the matter. Shalchu lehu bidku bekare. Shalchu lehu bemuki kasi. They instructed the queen to examine the king's feet, as the shade's feet resembled those of a chicken. But she reported that he always wears boots and conducts himself inappropriately. They now realized that the king was an impostor. Asiu l'shlema. They brought back Shlomo HaMelech, handed him a ring and chain with the Shem Hashem engraved on them, and brought him before the impostor. When Ashmedai saw Shlomo, he flew away. Nevertheless, from then on, Shlomo had a fear of Ashmedai, for which he designated guards to surround his bed, as the pasuk states, Hine mitase shel Shlomo, shishim gibarim savala megbar Yisrael. The Gemara concludes that this finale is actually a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. One holds Melech v'Hedyot. Shlomo was first a king, but after Ashmedai hurled him away, he did not return to his throne, but rather remained a commoner for the rest of his life. While the other holds Melech v'Hedyot u'Melech. He did return to his throne, and he was a king for the remainder of his life.